Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Catch us anywhere you get favorite podcasts. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. And if you want to listen to your smart speaker, just ask it to play WILK News Radio. Well, happy Friday. It's after 5 o'clock, 5:10 to be exact here, and 72 degrees on this Friday, October 3rd. And like all Fridays, we bring on our friend, attorney Keith Figure, the Figured Law Group, for a segment of Do I Have a Case? Keith, thanks for joining us on this Friday.
Hey, doing, Rob. Pleasure to be here with you and the listeners.
Yeah, happy October, right? Fall is here, and I know up by us, we feel it in the air in the night.
Yeah, I think I'm just getting ready to writing 2025.
There you go. All right, well, our first question here is a lengthy one, and it's pretty detailed, so let's get right into that. I live on the border of Duryea and Pittston. Since I purchased the house 5 years ago, I've been getting sewer maintenance bills from both Duryea and Pittston City. I do not pay two electric bills, two water usage bills, the address on the deed to the house, escrow, and the city tax statements, which the bank sent me, all say Duryea. Moreover, 15 yards behind my home is the official city threshold marker sign between Duryea and Pittston. I'm on the Duryea side. This sign is legally binding. If a pedestrian falls on the pavement due to negligence on my side of the marker, Duryea is liable. Pittston is exempt, but Pittston City keeps sending me bills, even though my legal residence is Duryea. They can't have it both ways. So what kind of situation does this homeowner find themselves in?
All right. So what I could come up with, then of course, what you would want to do is reach out to or consult with an attorney specializing in municipal law. But under 53 PACS section 5607, double billing for the same service is improper. So a couple of things that I'd also mention before I get into the steps is that you want to act promptly to avoid additional charges or penalties, and also keep detailed records of all communications and filings. So the first step that I would recommend is gather the documentation, which is collect proof of residence, which would be the deed, escrow documents, city tax statement showing Duryea address, photograph the city threshold marker sign, which is, as indicated in the question, 15 yards behind the individual's home, confirming Duryea jurisdiction, and then compile Pittston and Duryea sewer bills, noting dates and amounts. Lastly, you'd want to obtain a map or survey, if available, from Luzerne County Recorder of Deeds to confirm the property boundaries. Now, the second step would be to dispute Pittston's bill in writing. So they could contact Berkheimer Tax Innovators, Pittston's collector. I believe the number for that is 610-599-3139, or they have a website, berkheimer.com. They're going to want to send a certified letter to Berkheimer address on the bill, including statement asserting Duryea as legal residence, copies of deed, tax statements, and marker photo, and demand to stop Pittston billing and refund past payments. Again, keep copies of all correspondence and certified mail receipts, and if no response, they can follow up in 14 days. If that doesn't resolve it, they also are going to want to, from that next step, is verify with Duryea Sewer Authority. They can call Duryea Sewer Authority, and that number I have is 570-457-0122 to confirm your account status and service area. They can provide documentation to ensure only Duryea bills you for sewer, or the individual for sewer maintenance. They can request a written statement confirming Duryea's jurisdiction over their property. If the Pittston billing still persists, they can then escalate that to the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission and file an informal complaint, which they can do online at puc.pa.gov/complaints. There's also a phone number, I believe that is 1-800-692-7380. Again, you want to include all documentation and correspondence. The POC oversees utility billing disputes and can mediate the 53 PACS Section 5607 compliance. Expect a response within 30 days. Follow the PUC guidance for next steps. And then the last step would be, as I indicated, you're going to want to contact an attorney specializing in municipal law, because your next step would be, if unresolved, to file in Luzerne County Court of Common Pleas. They could reach out to the Luzerne County Bar Association, 570-822-6712. If they're having a hard time finding an attorney that specializes in municipal law, that attorney can file a declaratory judgment to clarify jurisdiction and stop Pittston billing. And then, let's see, and then the last one, which I would recommend, I mean, you can do it, I guess, is alternatively, they can, for refunds under $12,000, file in small claims, Serial District Court in Pittston. And again, you would want to submit the documentation and pay the filing fee and attend the hearing. That's a little bit less costly in terms of hiring an attorney, but you know, depending on the action that's taken at that court, it can be easily appealed. So hopefully it doesn't get to that action. But the main thing would be is if you're in a situation to counsel with an attorney specializing in municipal law, and they can further help that individual through those processes.
Now, Keith, in the second sentence of this question, he insinuated that there may be more residents involved with this type of billing. Would this qualify for a class action? Could they get together as a group and go through this process, or would it need to be done individually?
See, that I would have to look into, being that it's involving a municipality. Usually, I mean, my understanding of a class action is if you have three plaintiffs or more, then it can be certified as a class action. So that is something that may be possible. So, I mean, if you knew two other individuals, that's why a lot of times when you see these cases or you hear of a product that maybe had an issue, you see all these advertisements go out, oh, call this number. They're looking for three plaintiffs to file a class action. So the best thing would be is if there was a potential class action that could be filed, if the individual knew other people that were having this problem, that can help when they speak with the attorney, and then they would be able to further determine whether or not a class action would be available. And then, again, whether that's beneficial to the individuals or not, you know, the better to take it individually as opposed to a class action, I think, would also need to be discussed, you know, with the corresponding attorney.
Because some people may have more of a case than others, so...
Correct. Yeah, there might be more damages in one situation or another, which, you know, and that's why a lot of times certain people can opt out of the class action and pursue it on their own if it's justified.
Okay, next question here. I was hit by a distracted driver texting on their phone, and now I have $10,000 in medical bills and can't work. Do I have a case for compensation?
Okay, so in this instance, you do. The first and foremost, what's most important to make sure that you're able to bring the claim is the preservation of evidence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's after the accident. So following the accident, of course, the most important thing is to seek safety and medical attention. You want to ensure everyone is safe. Call 911 for police and medical help. That generates an official police report, which documents fault conditions and initial statements, which are essential for proving the liability. If you're able to, obviously, again, on safety and depending on the injuries, you always want to document the scene thoroughly. Use your phone to take timestamp photos and videos of vehicle positions, damage, skid marks, debris, traffic signs, road conditions, weather, lighting, and visible injuries. Photograph any evidence of distraction. Now, that might be difficult unless you have like a camera on your phone and you can look, you know, where there's the video and maybe you're able to see the person on the phone at the time. If possible, it doesn't appear to be in this case, but if there's alcohol containers or other indicators of impairment, you might want to take evidence or pictures and video of that. If there are witnesses there, you want to gather witness information, collect names and phone numbers and statements from bystanders. Preserve physical evidence. You know, if depending on the type of accident and depending on if there's going to be a dispute, do not repair or dispose of your vehicle until inspect it. Keep torn or bloody clothing, damaged personal items, and any debris. And then, of course, prior to meeting with the attorney, you want to collect official records, such as obtain a police report promptly, gather medical records, bills, prescriptions, and diagnostic tests from treaters. If the injuries are severe, a lot of times what I tell my client to do is you have, a lot of times if this case is going to not proceed to trial, let me put it this way, if it is going to proceed to trial, it may not be until 2 or 3 years before you get to a trial. That's just unfortunately the process, depending on going through the discovery and the complexity of the case. And if it's going to be 2 or 3 years, it may be difficult to recall the issues you're having. And if you're having significant injuries and or especially head injuries that result in the difficulty in recalling, I'll advise my clients to maybe get a calendar from a dollar store. And the reason for that is that there's only limited things that you can use when testifying. One of these is refresh recollection. But in order to use something to refresh recollection, it has to be preserved at the time it's occurring. Meaning if somebody has a very bad headache or something, they write that down on that calendar at the day and time it's occurring. They can't go at the end of the week and then, let me remember what happened. So if they were to testify to that, they wouldn't be able to use it. However, if they use or maintain that personal journal as it's occurring later on during the trial, if they have a hard time recalling all of the issues, they can use that. And then, of course, you want to organize and secure everything so that you can provide it to your attorney. Now, in terms of the claims available, the first thing is if this individual is in a vehicle and had insurance, they can submit a claim under their no-fault or PIP claim, which is actually their insurance coverage. And under their policy, which they're required to report their insurance, they want to make sure they report that timely and as soon as possible. The minimum coverage in PA is $5,000. And then that will be what's required to cover medical until that's exhausted. Once that's exhausted, then the individual, if they have personal health insurance, would kick in, and then they would be entitled to what's called a right of subrogation. Now, aside from that, they can then pursue a claim against the at-fault driver's insurance for negligence, in this instance, the distracted driving. Now, again, what they would use to prove that is fault via evidence like police reports, video. Maybe there's video on the camera or on the lights or other videos in the vicinity that captures the individual on the phone. You can get phone records depending on if you have ways to correlate the time, whether or not they were texting or on the phone at that time, and, of course, witness statements. And then if the individual is not adequately insured, they have claims for, assuming the individual didn't waive their underinsured or uninsured motorist coverage, they can come back under their own policy. Now, one of the other things I just want to cover here quickly is there is a difference between full and limited tort in these circumstances. Now, full tort allows the individual to recover both economic damages, which is quantifiable losses like medical bills, in this instance, the $10,000, and that, I don't know if that is the total amount or if that was just up to that point, future treatments, lost wages, including future earning capacity if they're unable to work, property damage, and other out-of-pocket costs. And then also non-economic damages if you have full tort, which would be pain and suffering, emotional distress, loss of enjoyment, scarring, disfigurement. However, under limited tort, you're going to be precluded or restricted from recovering the non-economic damages. That's why I think in another question I covered here not too long ago, I went over the difference between full tort and limited tort. And although you might have lower premiums for limited tort, I always recommend people to carry full tort because it allows you to be more fully compensated in the event of an accident. But the main thing is, too, is after this, it's very important to contact a lawyer, especially in these circumstances. And the reason for that is that evidence can dissipate very quickly, not to mention those cameras. If there is video captured, sometimes they may only have that video for maybe 72 hours. So when you contact a lawyer, lawyers will dispatch investigators to the scene for photos, witness interviews. They could send a private investigator to get statements. Plus, we also issue what's called a spoliation letter to prevent the destruction and of evidence. And what that does is it puts these individuals on notice, particularly the insurance companies and other entities. And if they do allow for that evidence to become spoiled or be lost, a judge can advise the jury that that evidence would have been favorable to that party. So the bottom line is, yes, there's definitely a recovery here. However, there's a lot of nuances to know what your rights are. Also, to make sure that you preserve, because a case like this, and if there is a dispute as to who's at fault, that early engagement with an attorney can help preserve that evidence and make sure that your case is successful.
All right. Extensive answers, as always. Keith, if someone wants to get in touch with you offline about something they don't want public, how do they do that?
They can contact me directly at 570-954-9299. They can send inquiries to my website at figuredlaw.com, and they can also send me an email at keith@figuredlaw.com.
All right, and if you have a question that you want featured on a segment of Do I Have a Case, you can email me at rob.odonnell@odyssey.com, and we'll get one of those questions featured to a future segment of Do I Have a Case for Keith Figured. Keith, thanks for joining us. You have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, Rob. You as well, and I hope listeners have a nice weekend. And take care.
All right. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.